Would you please open them to page 42? Page 42 and 43, unto thee, O Lord, my Savior. To some of you, this will be familiar. To others of you, this will probably not be familiar. It's a Genevan tune, so of course we're going to expect to hear the Wattels singing loud, and especially Leo.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Are there any of you who can actually look at the music on a page and hear it? Are there any of you who can do that?
There's no flash
to show. But just from the way it goes up and down and stuff like that, can you tell by following the music line what it's going to sound like? Can you tell that, Tim?
I can hum.
You can hum it. Rosalind says she can do it. If you know the song, you can do it, of course.
Okay.
This one goes like this. Oh, sorry, yeah, page 42, 43. It's from Psalm 25, verses 1 to 11. There is more of that psalm on the next page, but we're just going to concern ourselves with the page we're on. It goes like this. Unto thee, O Lord, my Savior, I lift up my waiting soul. O my God, in thee I trusted, let no shame now or evil. On my enemies be shame, oft without a cause transgressing. But all those who trust thy name, sorry about that. But all those who trust thy name, honor with abundant blessing. Now, how many of you, was that a new tune to you? Okay, that's new to you folks. You don't recall this one, George? I was sure we'd sung this at the other church before. Okay, well, you guys slept there too, I know. Okay. All right, well, seeing as this is the state we're in, let's work at learning. You remember this one, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Instead of working with the words just yet, let's just go la, 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 la. We'll say la, 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 because that will help us get the tune in there.
La 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 la.
At a good enough clip, it's got sort of a lilt to it in certain places, which just really helps the song along. Okay? That's something that happens with most of these Genevan tunes. If you play them with a big organ in a big cathedral, you've always got to start with that tone, because you've got to wait for the sound to get to the back, and the people at the back can start singing at the same time the people at the front do. But what happens is, these things, if they go slow, you don't get the Celtic sort of feel that's inherent in just about all of these things. If you take a Genevan and you really cruise along, sounds like it came out of the swinging Irishman on the Green Isle.
What I'm saying is, we need bagpipes.
What we need is bagpipes. That's right. Anyone here want to learn bagpipes? Okay. Well, let's try this again. We'll sing through it. I don't think we'll test out harmonies yet because we want to learn the tune. We'll test out harmonies another time. But we are going to sing this one later in the service.
Okay.
Let's sing together.
Unto thee, O Lord, my Savior, I lift up my waking soul. O my God, in thee I trust then. Let no sin now or me wrong. On my enemies be shame, off without the cross transgressing. But all those who trust by him, honor with abundant blessing. Verse 2. Show thou unto me thy servant, all thy ways and teach thou me, so that by thy Spirit guided, clearly I have found mercy. In thy truth wilt thou me guide, teach me, God of my salvation. All the day for thee I hide, Lord, with eager expectation. Verse 3. Wilt thou then, I pray, be mindful of thy mercy's manifold, of thy care and loving kindness, which have ever been of old. In thought you remember not, nor recall my transgression. For thy goodness sake, O God, think of me in thy compassion. He, the Lord, is good and upright, in his dealings evermore. Sinners are by him instructed, in the way untrod before. He will ever guide the meek in his judgments true and holy. Teach his ways to those who seek with a contrite heart and lowly. All the paths the Lord has chosen speak of truth and mercy's pure. Unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony sure. For the glory of thy name, pardon, Lord, my evil doing.
Amen. Now, did you notice something about this? It's a Genevan tune, and it's in a major key. That's quite rare. That didn't happen very often. But this is a major sort of an approach. So what do you think? Does it seem complex to you? Yeah, it does? Okay. All right.
He's giving me a complex, yes.
He's giving you a complex. Okay. Well, whatever the case might be, I wanted to go through this so it would get some of it into your head because we're going to be singing it later. Now, would you please turn to 158 as well. This is a song which is familiar to us, but in its part, I'm not sure if it is as familiar to us as it needs to be. 158, Before Thee Let My Cry Come Near. This is one of those ones that needs voices going at various different places in the song. How many of you know your part for this? There we go. Hey. You're sort of mixed up, are you? Okay. All right. The melody in this song is in the tenor, so men's voices could dominate in this and make it work really good. Let's try. Timber, can you play this song? Please do. Okay. First time through, I'm going to sing through the line with the basses once they get to their part. Oh, yes. Speaking of parts, do you know where you are on the page? Do you understand how this works? Okay. Let's start here. The first system of music, the top right here, that's all done in regular four-part harmony, just like most hymns are done up here. But you can start to see things change up when they get into this part of the song. The basses come in. Basses, please note, all your words are below the bass staff. Okay? So your words are down here and down here. They're below the bass staff as we go. The tenors who come in... tenors three and four. You need to develop the ability to go... And if you fall over at the end, it works. Okay. Tenors, yours are right above the bass clef all the way through. So when you're going from the second system to the third system and you're trying to find your words, tenors, you're going to sing above the bass clef. Bass clef, that's the bottom one along here. Okay. Altos words are in the right place where words normally are. Okay, so if you're singing alto, then you're all right, just following what you know already. If you're a soprano, your sopranos are going to come in up above. Your words are above the treble clef. Okay? So, anyway. Give us our chord here and we'll start singing. Let's see what happens.
Chord?
No, I'll give us an intro. That's fine.
Oh, wait. Thank you.
my glory and the lifter of my hand. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy earth.
Now that's as far as we worked last week, right? I think it was. Okay, that's what goes on next.
I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Against me all around, I will.
I will not fear. The ladies who are doing the repeat up higher in the song, if you will sing that while the rest of us sing,
against me all around, you, oh Lord, are a shield.
So people who are singing the melody right here will not sing this, but these people who are singing this will sing it, and this word will extend into this. Oh, wait. Okay? So let's try that again.
I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Against me all around, I will. How it feels about me, my glory, and the lifter of my hand.
Okay, how are we doing on that? Are we okay? Do we need to go back and work through it? Anything that we can bring up out of what we just did? Okay, we'll carry on. Now, this one has the high stuff in it, in the song, which goes, Arise, O Lord, which I thought, arise, that'd be a good thing to do, right? Arise. And I'll go that.
Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek, you break the teeth of the wicked. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek, you break the teeth. My glory and the lifter of my head, you're the lifter of my head.
Okay, that's what we're going to do for the last line right here. We'll go,
my glory and the lifter of my head, you're the lifter of my head.
Okay, let's try that. From my glory.
Are you using that second set of you, O Lord, or she will help? Because none of the times you've done it, you've used it yet.
Oh, second and third last lines there, we have never
used it. We haven't gotten
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you using that, or are we supposed to ignore that?
I think you probably should ignore it. I probably put in too many.
Okay.
That's probably what happened.
Okay.
Okay. So, yes, please put on your blinders. Okay, so you, O Lord, and we'll work into the end.
of thee, my glory, and the lifter of my head, you're the lifter of my head.
Okay, let's go through it. We'll start from the beginning, and we'll see how far we get through before we crash and burn. Maybe we won't even crash and burn. Here we go. Okay.